各位弟兄姊妹，大家平安。
Peace to brothers and sisters.
我是 Kelly.
My name is Kelly.
在四月初的时候，嘉森弟兄打电话给我说要我做见证。
In the beginning of April, Timothy called me and says, "Can you give your personal testimony?"
我好紧张，也好高兴。
I was very nervous and also very happy.
因为这五年来主一路带着我过来。
Because I know how the Lord has led me through in the past 5 years.
然后我有好多好多的恩典。
And there's so much grace I've received.
我都不知道从哪里开始说起。
I don't even know where to begin.
所以我每天早上起来就祷告主。
Every morning when I got up, I will pray to the Lord.
我一直在问主说我应该从哪里说起。
And I kept on asking the Lord, where should I start?
我心里有一个声音就告诉我说
There was this voice
in
my heart that just started from the beginning.
Okay, 我四年级，小学四年级我就受洗了。
I was baptized when I was a fourth grader.
我跟小孩子一样，我也有去聚会，我有晨更，我也有主日学，我都上了。
And I went to church, went to Sunday school, and I have my own morning devotion as well.
可是说实话是什么我不知道。
But honestly speaking, I don't really know my faith.
我一直到了初中了以后，我就没有再聚会了。
And I stopped going to church when I entered into junior high.
然后中间我因为是华航的关系，我也认识很多人，我也去聚我也去拜过偶像。
When I was working for the China Airline, because I came to know many friends, and I had a chance to go worship idols too.
可是呢，我心里一直都没有得到平安。
However, there was no peace in my heart.
一直到了2000年，我从台湾又回来了。
Until I returned from Taiwan in year 2000.
然后那时候的心情非常的不好。
And I was in a bad mood at that time.
刚回来也不知道要做些什么东西。
Because I didn't know what to do when I first returned to this country.
那个时候对人啊对事物都觉得好像很失望。
And at the time, I was quite disappointed at many people.
然后我生活也很困苦。
And I had problem, making a living on my own.
那时候也还在拜偶像。
And I also was worshipping idol at a time.
有一天我跟我先生吵架。
One day I had a quarrel with my husband.
他把我那偶像丢了。
And he threw my idol away.
丢到哪里我不知道。
And I don't know where he threw that to.
他只告诉我说我丢到垃圾桶去了。
He said, the only thing I knew that he threw into some kind of trash can.
然后他在门口打个电话给我。
And he called me afterwards.
他说我可不可以进来。
He said, can I come into the house?
他大概想我已经把他 kick out 了。
He thought I probably would kick him out for what he did.
可是那个时候的我的心情就是说丢就丢咯那就回来吧。
Actually, my reaction was like, well, if somebody threw it away, then let it be it. I have a chance to return to the Lord.
然后
then just come back to my husband.
然后接下来的日子呢我们就想说还是回到我们的老本行做印刷。
And subsequently, we decided to go back to our old profession, which is printing business.
就在这个时候我们在装潢外面的时候呢
while we're decorating our office
很巧碰到了嘉森
and just so happened we ran into Timothy
嘉森经过来叫我我那时候还不晓得他是谁
he came to our office and he called me and I didn't know who he was
然后我那时候就他跟我说哦，我是 Joanne 的妹夫
he said oh you know I'm Joanne's brother-in-law
因为 Joanne 跟我们认识很久了
And Joanne is my long-term friend.
那我就哦，我就想到了。
So then I realized who he was.
然后当我印刷厂开了以后呢
When we started our printing business,
然后嘉森就有一天拿了一个月刊
One day he came with the monthly newsletter.
他就叫我说 Kelly 姊妹，这个你可不可以印啊
So he said, Kelly, can you print it for us?
我说当然可以啊
I said sure of course
我就看了那个 sample 的内容
So I took a look at the contents of the newsletter
当我看了那个内容了以后
When I read the contents
我的眼泪一直流下来
I cannot help but tears just came down
因为那个上面有一个姊妹的见证
Because in that newsletter there was a sister's testimony
跟我当时的情形完全一样
And pretty much coincide with my condition at the time
我那时候很彷徨
At the time I was without a direction
我第一个想到的
The first thing came to my mind
我礼拜天要去聚会了
Was that I should go to church on Sunday
因为那个教会就在我公司的对面
And just so happened his church was across the street from my office
从那时候我就开始每个礼拜去聚会。
And I started going back to church ever since.
可是你是觉得这个每当聚会的时候呢，好像主都在跟我说话。
And every time when I went, I felt the Lord spoke to me.
每一次每一次的聚会，每一次的信息。
Every time, every message.
都是主在跟我说。
Was like He is talking to me directly.
当我碰到一个很难决定的事情的时候
，When I have a decision to make，
Joanne 姊妹就叫我有一个礼拜二祷告聚会留下来。
Once I had a very difficult decision to make, and Sister Joanne advised me to come to the church weekly prayer meeting on Tuesday night.
我们就跟嘉森、就跟 Joanne、跟 Steve， 我们四个就他们就带我祷告。
And after the prayer meeting, we stayed behind and have fellowship with Timothy and Joanne's husband. We had some fellowship and we prayed together.
那时候嘉森给了我两句话。
And Brother Timothy gave me two statements.
我知道这个是主借着他的口来跟我说的。
I knew it was from the Lord through his mouth.
这在以赛亚书。
It was in the book of Isaiah.
第三十章十五节。
It's chapter 30, verse 15. It's on your program sheet.
上面说，得救在乎归回安息。
For thus the Lord, the Holy One of Israel, said, In repentance and rest you shall be saved.
得力在乎平静安稳。
In quietness and trust is your strength.
这两句话呢，当时Joanne跟我说，哦，他知道这个在以赛亚书。
At the time, when Timothy shared with me, Joanne overheard and said, I know where the verse came from was in the book of Isaiah.
我就回去了以后就把整篇的以赛亚书看了，因为我在找这两句话。
So I ended reading the whole book of Isaiah in order to find this verse.
因为我要知道前面后果的原因是为什么有这两句话。
Because I want to put those two verses into context.
然后这两句话呢，也带过我最艰苦的2001年跟2002年。
And this verse has brought me through my most difficult time in 2001 and 2.
它也让我学到了，我事事我都要祷告求主。
And I have also learned to trust and pray to the Lord in everything.
然后因为工作啊，环境的关系。
And then because the condition at work.
我每天大概工作 at least 要18个小时。
I work at least 18 hours a day.
眼睛张开了，我就去前面做事。
And when I open my eyes, immediately I will go to work to the front office.
就好像一个人在两三头一起烧。
You feel that you are burned at both ends.
在2003年的时候呢，我开了三次大刀。
In year 2003, I underwent three major surgeries.
可是我一直有个感觉，主一直没离开过我。
However, I always had this feeling that the Lord never departed from me.
尤其在第二次的时候。
Especially at the second surgery.
其实是一个很小很小的一个开刀。
It was a small procedure.
需要全身麻醉。
However, they have to put me asleep.
然后可是有一个新的药呢，当你麻醉醒了，它不是让你自然醒来，它是给你注射另外一个药物。
And in order to wake you up from the sleep, they will inject something else into my system.
你可以马上起来。
So that you can wake up right away.
可是医生没有帮我去 test 我有没有过敏。
But they did not test if I'm allergic to that special injection.
当我听到的时候呢，直到他们在急救我。
And when I came to, the only thing I could tell is that they were trying to revive me.
我就感觉上我第一个观念就是
The first thing that came to my mind
我就主啊这是怎么回事
Was asking the Lord what's going on here
怎么会有这种事情发生在我身上
How can something so emergent like this happen to me
可是好像另外有一个声音告诉我
At the same time I heard another voice
没有关系
It is okay
你可以起来的
You will get up eventually
然后我就听到他们在急救啊，做很多很多的事情。
I could hear all these noises around me, trying to revive me, bring me back.
所以我就回来了，我就很有信心，我就回来了。
And with faith, I returned.
你说我怕不怕呢
？If you ask me, are you afraid?
我很怕。
Yes, I was afraid.
因为我还有两个小孩子。
Because I had two youngsters at home.
所以，可是当主跟我讲这个时候呢
？But when the Lord called me,
我心里很平静。
I was very peaceful.
就事情就这样子过了。
And I just went through that experience like that.
之后我有开癌症的刀，可是我也是怕。
Because of cancer, I went through another surgery, but I was not afraid.
因为我知道主都在我的身边。
Because I knew He was by my side.
之后我有很多事，我就知道说，正经过了这些呢，我就知道说，主呢，你要跟主讲话。 你有求主，他都会答应你。
And after these experiences, I know one thing for sure, that is I can always talk to him and he will answer.
我经历过一些事情。
I've gone through some experiences.
因为公司业务的关系，我们需要购买一个机器。
And for the sake of business, we need to purchase these special equipment.
这个机器的价钱很高。
And it's very expensive.
当时我手上没有这么多现金。
At that time, I did not have enough money to purchase that equipment.
所以很伤脑筋，跟我先生两个要筹钱，要做 lease， 才做了很多事情。
And we tried many ways to get equipment, me and my husband.
然后很巧的事是，当我们准备好这些去订了这个机器，都 arrange 了这个 tracking 要搬过来的时候。
And the interesting is when we saw what we want and made arrangement to purchase, when we were about to move the equipment to our office,
对方变卦了。
And the seller changed their mind.
然后我们也不知道怎么办，就慢慢等。
We couldn't do anything about it. Only thing we could do is just to wait.
我记得当时那天有一天去聚会。
I remember one particular Sunday I went to church.
那时候还在那个
Children's World.
对，嗯
哼。At that time we're still meeting at the Children's World in Walnut.
嘉森呢就有很问我说，哎 ，Kelly， 你最近怎么样
？Timothy pays regard to me. Said, "How are you recently?"
我就把这些情形跟嘉森讲。
So I told him my problem.
当时呢。嘉森就说：“哦，那我们来祷告。”
So Timothy said, "Let us pray then."
So 当时有 Michelle 跟嘉森还有蒋姊妹。
So Sister Jan and Michelle and Timothy prayed with me.
我们就四个人在祷告了。
Four of us stood there and prayed.
可是好奇怪的事发生在第二天。
And the marvelous thing happened on the second day.
第二天早上礼拜一。
That was Monday.
我们都没有想到任何事。
To a great surprise.
有一个厂商
，There was this merchant
打电话给我先生
，called my husband。
哦，有一部机器
，So I have this particular equipment。
本来有另外一个买家要
，Originally bought by another buyer。
不知道为什么他不要了
，But we don't know why he just canceled his order。
他问我们要不要
，Do you guys want it？
我当时的心情觉得好高兴
，I was so glad to hear that。
因为这部机器呢是很是我买，因为印刷机嘛有四色五色。那我是四色的价钱买到五色的机器。
This equipment is for printing purpose, and you have chosen four colors or five colors. What happens? We end up buying the five color feature, but paying the price of the four colors.
我当时知道这个是主给我的。
Immediately, I knew this was given by the Lord.
我在这里我学到了，我事事要祷告主。
So again, I learned to pray to Him for everything.
下面还有每一天都经过很不同的事情。
And after that, we experience different things every day.
尤其是去年我在买房子的时候。
For example, last year when I was trying to buy a house.
我们之前看了好多好多。
We've seen many houses beforehand.
我们也看了窝纳，我们看了好多房子，因为小孩子念书的关系。
And for the kids' school district, we visit Wana as well.
可是当我们一起去看的时候，我先想要这个房子，可是我的心都不是很平安。
And whenever my husband felt like certain house, I wasn't with him.
我就觉得，这就不管他，我也不去跟他争。
I would not argue with him.
因为我知道这个不是主要主给我的。
But in my heart, I knew this is not from the Lord.
然后当我们住现在这个房子的时候
，And when we saw the house we live in right now，
我也不知道他订了房子
，And I didn't know he actually made a put a deposit on it。
出去回来了以后才告诉我说，哎 ，Kelly， 我买了一个房子。
He didn't tell me until he returned. He told me, Kelly, I just bought a house。
如果照以前的话，我会很生气。
If it were before, I would be very angry at his behavior。
因为我根本没看到房子，你怎么会给了我去买去订了定金
？Because how can you just put a deposit on certain house before I look at it？
我只是心中好像是觉得主一直在跟我说，如果是我给你的，就是你的。
Because I always feel the Lord tells me, if I want to give you something, then that's yours.
如果不是你的，他再强求也没有用。
If it's not something I decide to give it to you, doesn't matter how hard your husband try, it won't happen.
所以我就一直也没有去理他。
Therefore, I did not mind him.
反正房子还没盖好。
Well, because the house was still under construction at the time.
结果后来在暑假的时候。
And when summer came,
这边开了。
We had a church here.
我来参加第一次聚会。
I came to the meeting.
我先生告诉我。
My husband told me.
我们新的家离这个很近。
Hey, you know our new house is very close to your church.
我说哈，在哪里
？I said where.
他说很近，前面两个出口。
Only two freeway access. You'll be there.
我说哦 ，OK。
And so I said, oh, okay.
那我就想说这是主要给我的了。
And I feel that then this house is really from the Lord.
当十一月的时候，那个公司要 call 我们，要说要 close escrow 了。
And in November last year, the company, construction company called us and said, we want to close escrow now.
我那时候钱还差一截。
And at the time, our saving wasn't enough.
礼拜六的时候早上，我先生跟我说，escrow coming, 打电话跟我们说礼拜一要 close escrow.
On one Saturday morning, my husband told me that, you know, the escrow company just called us and we will close escrow in the coming Monday.
他问我钱够不够。
So he asked me, do we have enough funds?
我说不够。
I said, no, not enough.
因为在钱大概两三个礼拜的时候，我们有一部 RV 在卖。
And at the time, about 3 weeks before then, we were selling our RV.
我们在想着 RV 卖了以后，钱正好可以把这个房子的 down payment 付了。
Our plan was to sell the RV so that we have enough funds to pay for the down payment.
但是呢，很奇怪，一直没有消息。
But strangely, there was no buyer.
一个电话都没有。
Not even a single phone call to see the RV.
那我那时候就有祷告主。
So I prayed to the Lord.
主啊，说这个房子如果是你要我们买的话
，The Lord, if you will for us to buy this house,
那你会帮助我的。
You will help us.
我心中有一个声音
，And there was this voice in my heart.
主跟我说不要紧张。
So as the Lord said, do not be nervous.
就有这么巧的事情
，And something interesting happened.
礼拜六早上我在祷告。
While I was praying on Saturday morning,
我还在跟主讲。
I was still talking to the Lord about this.
主啊，这个。房子的钱礼拜一要 close escrow 了。
I said, Lord, we need the money to close escrow on Monday.
我钱还差八千块。
I still, I'm short of $8,000.
怎么办？问他。
What should we do now?
因为如果不 close escrow 的话，那就放弃了，这房就不要了。
If we don't close escrow on time, we'll forfeit the house.
也不会有任何损失。
And then there's no loss for us.
结果后来，心中有另外一个声音又跟我讲。
However, I feel there's another voice in my heart.
他说不要紧张。
It says, do not worry.
那房子是你的。
Because that's your house.
结果后来到了，他说你还是到晚上去要去洗车。
And then I felt that the Lord says, just do your daily routine as usual. Go wash your car.
我就在 St. Gabriel 那边洗车。
So I went to wash the car in St. Gabriel.
当洗车的时候呢，我先通通通跑来找我。
While I was washing the car, my husband came to me.
他说有一个人呢要买这部 RV.
He said, somebody wants to buy our RV.
然后呢，可是因为他没办法出来。
But he cannot come to this side of town.
所以叫我们开 RV 过到那个 North Hollywood 那边去。
So we need to drive our RV to the North Hollywood.
然后一定要在他银行 close 之前。
And it has to be done before the bank close.
诶，那我说，哦，那这个大概就主给我的。
And I thought, maybe this is from the Lord.
他就说，好，那我们就走了。
So we went.
到了那边呢，那是一个卖车子的人，
租
车的人。
When we went there, we find out he was a person who is fixing car by profession.
他就东看西看了以后呢
，So he took a close look.
他就 offer 我们一万多块
，and offers more than $10,000.
我们当然卖了。
Of course, we sold the RV.
然后卖了以后呢，觉得主很奇妙。
And after we sold our RV, I found it even more marvelous.
他除了给我们这一些钱以外
then not only the Lord
钱以外
has given us enough to close escrow.
他还给我们搬家的钱。
He also gave us moving fees.
因为除了搬家的钱以外
Because in addition to the escrow fee and the moving fee,
他还给我们一些装窗帘的钱。
He also gave us money to put up new curtains.
我们就搬进去了。
So we moved in.
这就是我这五年以来我一直相信的主。
And this is the Lord I've been relying on for the past 5 years.
他永远垂听我们的祷告。
He always listens to our prayer.
然后，除了这些以外呢，当然还有好多好多的事情。
Of course, there are many other things in my life.
所以我现在碰到任何事情，我就是祷告。
So I've learned to pray to Him in everything in my life.
Even 在工作上。
Even things regarding my work.
我的工作是很辛苦。
I have a very difficult work.
可是我不觉得这是这么辛苦的东西。
But many times I don't feel I was working too hard.
我有时觉得说这是主给我的试炼。
I always feel this is a test given by the Lord.
所以我要大家相信主是垂听大家的祷告的。
And all I want to tell you is that believe that God listens to our prayer.
我们要大家要相信主。
And we have to trust Him.
这就是我的见证。
And this is my testimony for the Lord. Amen.